Good afternoon. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks. Absent is Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with clerk and commissioners for fiscal 2027 tentative budget workshop. So with that, stand right. I would ask the comptroller to look at some numbers, and would you like him to take it away, or what would we like to do?
He's probably going to tell me, Mr. Chairman, I didn't send him anything. Accurate?
Well, and see, I don't even know what I thought I didn't know, so.
I guess the first thing that we can just start off is I created that structural kind of debt service item that kind of shows where we're at with one-time stuff compared to our overall budget deficit, if you want me to just run you through that real quick.
Yes, yeah, let's do that. Is that available for up on the screen?
Maybe on two.
There we go.
That is not here. That is accurate. So looking at our 27 budget, how it's set up from operational fund standpoint, so that'll exclude pests, gopher, and landfill. Mm-hmm. Our revenues are at 117 million. Our total expense is at 138. And based on our projected spend, based off of what we've done the last few years for each of the funds, our projected spend is about 129.6 million. And if you use that projected spend amount, we're at a projected deficit of about 12.5 million. And if you take off our two kind of large one-time items that we have as expenses, including, I have Pond Lane, but the jail, the detention facility, and then the parks land purchase there, our structural deficit actually turns into a little bit of a surplus when you take out those one-time items and you look at our projected deficit based on where we've been trending with overall expenses compared to what we've budgeted in the past. So with taking out those one-time items, we would be actually be at a little bit of a surplus budget for FY27. Assuming we spend based on historical trends.
Does that include the difference in what we're doing with what's going back to the health trust, like we discussed?
That does not. If you were to look at doing those amounts, I mean, it could be, I'd say, anywhere between a deficit of probably a couple hundred thousand to 1.3 million is what we would end up probably being at, you know, structurally. I would say most availability would maybe be 1.5, like ish, 2 million. So if you were to just do all of that next year, just take that 800 positive and you'd be about 1.2 negative. So also not as terrible of a number as it initially would just seem for some versus a full spend of everything based on just how we budgeted.
To finally get down to those numbers.
Yeah, thanks for making that chart.
Yeah, and then like I said, then we kind of just went in and I looked at 28 just based on things that I knew are off the top of my head too, and it comes out to about a little bit of a surplus, and looking at some of the items that I know are just kind of just out there, and like I said, just estimates based on potential comp study, you know, upgrading Aumentum potentially, and just setting all that, and we'd structurally end up at, once again, a little bit of a potential surplus at the end of or 28, depending on how we budget. But I also was very conservative with property tax stuff, so not to get too far in the weeds.
Aumentum is $3 million next year?
I was just looking at a grand total. It's going to be what, 2.5?
2.2, and we're hoping for it to go down.
Okay. So once again, way too conservative of a high number.
We can monetize that over several years.
I thought we were getting rid of property taxes anyways. That's what I keep hearing. Goodness gracious.
Kyle, since you're adjusting that, do you want to include, I know it's not much, but we have some in for this year already.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a general ballpark number. Yeah, I know we're going to come in better than that. So, but just kind of a little bit of a trajectory.
Good to know. Thanks.
Yep.
We'll move on.
Yep.
Let's move on.
Mr. Chairman, one other thing that we have to do between, well, by the end of the budget is elected officials, our salaries are set by a standalone resolution. So let's see. I threw this out there to the assessor to get his take as well, and I talked to the clerk about it a little bit. My suggestion would be to move the commissioners, the assessor, and the treasurer to $120,000. And then that same dollar amount that it took us to get there, which is $1,374.74, apply that to the coroner, PA, and sheriff. And I did talk to the clerk about this. Just leave the clerk where he's at for right now. For us, that's like a 1.16%. increase for those keeping track at home.
Okay. So if I remember right, the command staff is based off of the sheriff's salary. Does that, have we ran any numbers on that?
I didn't.
We have not. Within the general comp plan that was created, they are included in there at 1%. So that's roughly going to be where they would end up anyways if they were to fall in line.
Okay.
With the sheriff. I just included over here, this is what, if you were to do how it was inside the original comp plan, that's what it would look like. And then, obviously, with the suggestion of Commissioner Brooks, that would change. But just if you have something to go off of and looking like what was already included.
It where it levels it all up, so that's
well, that's
yep, I could support that.
I
in as one of the pages. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with it. So this bottom line here and that line there is off just.
I think he's just playing around, showing the difference between what.
Yeah,
90% across the board was with.
I see.
Yeah, with what Commissioner Brooks said versus if you're just take the standard 1%.
Okay.
That would just be the difference in the two variations.
Okay. All right. I agree with that.
Yeah. Me
okay.
Too.
All right. What else do we need to work over last 11th and a half hour?
I don't think there are any other items outstanding that we didn't already discuss last week. Because I know I didn't have to update the data table. I don't believe from our discussion on Friday.
Okay.
So it'll just be finalizing and making sure that what we send in on our L2 will match what we were going here, just to make sure that what we're generating today to send in matches what's in here. So our numbers are pretty solid. But yeah, other than that, I think that for the most part, everything is the same from last week.
Okay.
Unless there's just one other hanging item that needs to be caught over. Sorry, sir, do you think so?
Trying to talk to her.
But I think that was everything. Oh, I think just to clarify too, on the ATO, we were going to stick with the Christmas and Thanksgiving days and then just have the other three as floating, correct?
Correct.
I understood it.
Okay. Yes. I just want to make sure you're getting that all situated for when the time comes that it's okay. Warranted appropriately.
Yes. If you want, we can set on the agenda for 11:30 meeting tomorrow if you have any last items. If not, we can not do that and just meet on Wednesday morning.
Nothing that I can think of, Chairman. I think we're probably good just to write into Wednesday.
Write it to Wednesday, and it is. There you go.
We'll just work on getting the final two publications ready for you and get that resolution drafted as well to go with those documents.
Okay. Will the document have some, do we have one document that shows the numbers for the past 2 years and this set line of numbers so that public can see that? We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the one general publication will just be similar to what the clerk suggested budget look like. And
right.
The one that's broken out just by division, it'll have the 24 actual, the 25 budgeted, or excuse me, the 25 actual, the 26 budgeted, and then 27 budgeted next to it. And that'll go down by division.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
You have anything else? All right. I'd make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.